This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And then we got this news, Toby, today from Ashburn, where it does not sound like Marshon Lattimore is going to be able to play. He did not practice today. He has not practiced at all this week. Ben Standig followed up with Dan Quinn and asked, is this the same injury that he suffered earlier in the year? And Quinn didn't expound upon his answer, but said yes. That hamstring injury earlier in the year kept him out several weeks. Now, it might not be to the same extent, might not be the same grade hamstring injury, so hopefully he can be back, whether that's next week or certainly into the playoffs. But he's dealing with the same hamstring, now barking. They're almost certainly getting in. So it would be stunning to me if he played after not practicing. The way Dan Quinn spoke today, it almost seemed like a formality that he's not going to be on the field.
Yeah, I mean, to me at this point with Lattimore, I'd almost look at it as if he gets back on the field this year as a luxury. And whether that's, you know, week 18 against Dallas or even a playoff game, when you're re-injuring something like that for a guy, at any point it could get worse, right? Like, it's one of those, it's why hamstring injuries with these speed guys are so, so tough, because you can give them all the rest and you almost have to give them an extra week or two and then it could still pop up. So it's disappointing to see that he's on the injury report again. At this point for me, I you can't guarantee that a season's done, but anything you get from him the rest of the year to me is gravy, because when you re-injure that thing again, it feels like you're done.
If he doesn't go on Sunday, he will have played in two games since getting here and sat for six games with the hamstring over two different injuries, essentially, at that point, because he got back healthy and he's now hurt again. I've said all along I loved the trade, and I still do, because I think on the cheap, you got a cornerback one. It costs less to go get Lattimore than it will cost in the free agent market.
Correct.
To go get a comparable player this offseason. And there are 2 years left on that deal. I'm not quite yet at, I don't trust him going into next year. I think this is an issue of, a lot of times with a hamstring like this, you need a lot of time. You talk to Santana Moss about this as an example. I have in the past about his early career hamstring stuff. And it might be a scenario where he needs a good bulk of the offseason to really get all the way back to 100%. And then I hope he can do some things differently with soft tissue injuries. And maybe like Santana, you need different trainers. You need to kind of go about your career differently moving forward. But they didn't necessarily trade for him for the rest of this season. But they also didn't trade for him in season just to have him
Correct.
For those 2 years. So I think both are true. It is a huge disappointment if he can't play in your biggest game of the year. When he wasn't playing early on, what did we say? He'll be back for the stretch run. All you need is to make sure as you're trying to lock down your playoff spot. And someone might say, it's fine. They're going to make the playoffs anyway. Yeah, but they still have a chance to get to the sixth seed with wins. They still have a chance to win the division and be a two seed and get a home playoff game if they win out and the Eagles lose out. So there's a lot on the line still where you need your best players, and he's one of them, on the grass.
Yeah, I don't think you can make a full evaluation on this trade until we see what happens next year and the following year with it. So to your point, you know, you can't say this is a loss, you can't say this is a mistake or anything until we see how he looks the next 2 years. Because if he's a shutdown guy and you get him on the cheap in a trade where you're also not paying him as much as you would in free agency if you were to go get somebody, then yeah, at that point, you can make the evaluation. But you also don't trade for a dude in the middle of the season for the following 2 years. You trade for them to help you out this season. And so it's disappointing this year that you saw the difference he can make. In the Saints game, they didn't even look his direction. In the Eagles game, say what you want about how it went with A.J. Brown, they didn't have to change their defense. They just left him on A.J. Brown. So if you go back and look, yes, A.J. Brown had his. There were only three dudes in that game that caught passes, Grant. Only three. That was him, Devontae Smith, and he only went for 57 yards or so, and then Kenny Gainwell caught one. So they were able to, large part, and I just know some of that's hurts, but they were in large part able to hold that passing game in check because you just left him on A.J. Brown.
Well, to your point, yes, the results were not great. They have not had a corner that they can put on A.J. Brown, or anyone for that matter, and say, you just deal with him. Whether it goes good or bad, whether
Correct.
It goes well or it doesn't. And it didn't, for the most part, giving up as much as it did, plus the three PI penalties. Although I think a couple of those were ticky-tack, and I haven't really even been on since that game. But at least one, if not two of those, probably shouldn't have been called. But that's another point for another day. But regardless, they've not had a guy of his caliber to do that. So it just tells you they're in a different pantheon. And you're going to get got sometimes as a corner when you're running around with a Hall of Famer.
Correct.
And next time, maybe he gets a pick or breaks up three passes and he has his day because A.J. Brown's going against an elite corner as well. But to your point, I think not having him changes the eye line a little bit for the defense. We're going to get more into this in the 4 o'clock hour. Just, you know, how different they look if it's more Benjamin St. Just. And Michael Davis, because by the way, when Dan Quinn was asked about this today, and how telling is this? Okay, so if Lattimore can't go, is BSJ the starter again? And he basically said, yeah, we've been working two guys in over there in practice.
Not great.
It's been St. Just and Michael Davis. Davis, who was paid almost nothing to come over as a DB to play on special teams and be like a fourth or fifth
yeah,
corner
and
for
by
you.
The way, played like almost nothing.
I mean, he was benched pretty quickly. So for St. Just not to just automatically be the next man up, whew.
Yeah.
It's been a long fall from grace for him this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough for Benjamin St. Just. I mean, I know that it's tough to come in off the bench, but I felt like last week on that fourth down, he had a real chance to redeem himself. If you just make a tackle there, he's unable to do it. So, you know, I'm sure he's going to be back out there. He's going to play a significant role, but man, does it really change what you looked at the defense with Lattimore, and then it's going back to what you had before where you just didn't feel like you trusted anybody outside.